channel, it's Chloe here again. Today I have a special guest, and her name is Elena.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Elena Shinohara. I'm a former USA rhythmic gymnast, and I do a lot of content now.
Yay, okay, I have a few questions for you.
Okay, let's do it.
What's different about rhythmic gymnastics and artistic gymnastics? How did you pick rhythmic?
Great question. So rhythmic gymnastics is more on the floor, actually. We don't really use the beams, the bars, the vaults, all the stuff you guys do. And I know you guys do also tumbling.
Yeah.
We actually can't do any of that. We just do, you know, walkovers, cartwheels. We just have to have a hand or a foot on the floor.
Yeah.
And I guess instead of all the other equipment you guys do, we have actual apparatuses that we're going to do later with balls, hoops, clubs, ribbon, all that. And what was the next question? Oh, how I picked rhythmic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was actually a rhythmic gymnast in Japan. And I would watch her like at home. We would play together with like hoops and stuff, and it was really fun. And I was like, Mom, I want to try rhythmic. And that's how I started.
Oh, wow. I never knew about rhythmic, so I just did artistic stuff.
Yeah, I think in the U.S., not a lot of people know about rhythmic.
Yeah.
I know artistic gymnastics is really big here.
Yeah.
But rhythmic is a little bit more on the minority side.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What's the hardest thing to work with in rhythmic gymnastics? And how do you get better at using it?
That's a great question. I think the hardest for me was the ribbon, actually.
Ooh.
It's so pretty and everybody loves the ribbon, but it's really long. I had to use like a 5 meter long ribbon, which is
5 meters
long. It's really long. So working with that was really difficult because you don't want it to like get knotted up.
Yeah.
You don't want the ribbon stick in the ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really hard. But I think just a lot of time and practice, you know, focusing on the little details really helped.
Next question. How do you feel about being a judge now instead of competing?
So I think I actually like competing more, obviously, because I get to perform. But now that I'm a judge, it's really nice seeing other younger girls growing up, and I get to see their progress. And also, I just get to meet everybody that has watched my videos, and they come to say hi, so it's very nice. And it keeps me motivated to keep studying, you know, and keep up with all the rhythmic gymnastics rules.
Next question. How do you learn new stuff in rhythmic gymnastics now that you don't compete?
Great question, too. Wow. Well, my mom is a coach. So sometimes when I need help, I'll be like, hey, I'm trying to learn this new skill I saw at the Olympics or, you know, on YouTube. And she'll help me out there. Or I just have to, you know, kind of do some trial and error in the beginning, see what kind of stuff works, and then just focus on the techniques and start practicing from there.
Last question. What's been your favorite moment in gymnastics so far? What do you want to do next?
My favorite moment in gymnastics is probably when I first got into national team because I was originally not a U.S. citizen. So my dad got U.S. citizenship, and the first year I went to nationals, I got into national team, so it's really special to me, and I was, like, in tears. My mom was in tears. It was a really emotional time, but, like, all our hard work kind of paid off, so it was really nice to, like, live in that moment. But now, as you said, a lot of people don't know rhythmic here in the U.S., and I would love to spread more about rhythmic gymnastics to the world and just, you know, show the beauty of the sport and have, like, more awareness towards it. Maybe more girls want to try it, you know? So that's one of my goals.
Okay, that's all of my questions I have for you today.
Thank you.